I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today at the Pentagon, President Barack Obama led the nation in remembrance.
8 Septembers have come and gone. Nearly 3,000 days have passed, almost one for each of those taken from us. But no turning of the seasons can diminish the pain and the loss of that day. No passage of time and no dark skies can ever dull the meaning of this moment. So on this solemn day, at this sacred hour, once more we pause.
Today was the first time that the president leading the nation in remembering September 11th, 2001, wasn't George W. Bush. In some ways, it was disillusionment with the Bush administration's response over the years to the attacks of 9/11 that helped put Barack Obama in the White House. Mr. Obama came into office promising to change course from the policies of his predecessor. The World's Matthew Bell takes a look at how that's playing out.
The so-called War on Terror launched by President Bush in the weeks after September 11th was perceived by many people in the Arab and Muslim world as a war against Islam. President Obama has sought to change that impression. Middle East expert Mark Lynch of George Washington University says Mr. Obama has succeeded in at least changing the tone of the conversation.
His speech in Cairo was a great success. I think it really did a fantastic job of really trying to speak to Muslims on their own terms about things that they care about, and not trying to preach to them about having how they need to accept what America cares about. And that received a lot of really favorable coverage and I think really caught a lot of attention.
Something else that really got a lot of attention in the Arabic-speaking world, Lynch says, was the president's willingness to make demands on Israel as well as Muslim countries.
People throughout the region were startled and very impressed that Obama was willing to be very clear about wanting a two-state solution and trying to push both sides in an even-handed fashion towards trying to achieve it. But I think with both his Cairo speech and with engagement with Israel and the Israeli-Palestinian process, there's a lot of skepticism.
Lynch says President Obama has raised expectations in the Arab and Muslim world and now has a lot to deliver on. The president's pledge to close Guantanamo is another example.
What he does with prisoners and how he deals with putting them into the legal system or whatever they decide to do. In a sense, those are details. They're important details. But from the perspective of Muslim opinion, Guantanamo is so symbolic of an entire set of practices which were viewed as reprehensible. And I think it's very important that Obama live up to that that commitment.
It's way too early to judge the Obama presidency on the biggest foreign policy challenges facing the country, says Robert Kagan of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
I think there's no question that people around the world have a higher opinion of the United States today than they did a year ago. In fact, a much higher opinion. What this translates into, however, remains to be seen. Because at the end of the day, people have interests and passions and beliefs that are not transformed overnight just because we have a new American president who puts a brighter face on American policies, especially if the fundamental principles of those policies have not changed.
Kagan says in many ways the Obama administration is following in the footsteps of its predecessor, pulling out of Iraq, preventing Iran from going nuclear, and pursuing al-Qaeda are still top priorities. The real test for Mr. Obama, Kagan says, lies ahead with Afghanistan.
The views of his military commanders up and down the chain are very clear that we need a substantial number of more troops. Yet he's facing tremendous opposition in his own party to any increase in troops and to some extent in certain parts of the Republican Party. Now is when we get to find out how really serious he is about this. I hope he is genuinely serious. He may still believe that the war is essential. A lot of his followers and party members do not. And he'll have to overrule their views in order to continue on the course that he began.
Though he's more sparing than President Bush was with the rhetoric of September 11th, President Obama has said that Afghanistan, not Iraq, is the real central front in the war on terror. That's a theme he might return to soon. Mr. Obama is expected to make some key decisions on the way forward in Afghanistan in the coming weeks. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.